It's 1 o'clock. This is Chris Ryder with Victory News. First, the Channel collision and the crippled ship HMS Achilles is expected to come to Portsmouth later today. Hugo Manson reports.
HMS Achilles, the 2,500-ton Leander-class frigate damaged in last night's Channel collision with a supertanker, is now expected to dock in Portsmouth later on this afternoon or this evening. The Navy can't give a definite time as the ship is proceeding very slowly with a damaged port bow. However, a naval spokesman said the Achilles is not making water and injuries to the crew have been minimal. At the last report, a senior naval officer at Northwood said she was 10 miles off New Haven and making about 8 knots. A number of boats have put out to sea from coastal ports in case they can be of assistance. Meanwhile, several British ships have reported a big oil slick in the English Channel, 15 miles southeast of Dover. And this slick is reported to be drifting towards the south coast. Coast guards along the Sussex and Kent coasts have been alerted to keep an eye out for the oil, and some towns have already reported smells blown in by the sea breezes. In fact, as far inland as Hayward's Heath, oil smells have been reported. The Liberian-registered supertanker is undamaged and is now heading towards Rotterdam. The last major oil slick in Britain was caused when the Torrey Canyon spilled more than 100,000 tons of crude oil into the Atlantic off Land's End in Cornwall, and more than 100 miles of coastline was polluted. Hugo Manson for Victory News.
Meanwhile, news of a ship arriving at Portsmouth under happier circumstances. The West German sail training ship Gorsch Fock berthed at the northwest wall of the naval base this morning. The three-masted ship is on a five-day informal visit on passage from Ireland to her home port of Kiel in West Germany. She arrived under full sail. We asked her captain, Hans Baron von Stackelberg, why he chose not to use the vessel's auxiliary engines.
We have an auxiliary. The auxiliary is quite weak. And we chose the sails because we thought it would be in this port where the Victory is a wonderful sight and something which we would show, we would like to show the Navy and the people as our thanks for the wonderful welcome we got.
And there was a surprise in store for the captain. He's a keen horseman, and waiting on the quayside was a grey mare, which he'll ride in a local hunt this weekend. Soviet scientist Andrei Sakharov has been refused permission to go to Oslo in Norway to collect his Nobel Peace Prize. Charles Wallace reports from Moscow.
The Soviets told Sakharov he was being refused an exit visa to receive the Nobel Prize because he possesses state secrets. Sakharov called the decision an affront to himself and world public opinion, and he appealed to the West for help in getting the decision reversed. He said the idea that he would disclose state secrets is ridiculous, because during his entire stay in Oslo for the Peace Prize ceremonies, he would have been accorded world attention. The Soviet decision was based on Sakharov's work in the Soviet nuclear program. He is widely known as the father of the Soviet H-bomb for his contributions. Charles Wallace, Moscow.
The judge in the Portsmouth Romeo murder trial at Winchester has just started his summing up to the jury. This is the 15th day of the dramatic trial in which two people are accused of murdering heating engineer Peter Stanswood at Purbrook 4 years ago. They're Mrs. Elizabeth Thompson of Waterlooville and gas fitter Kenneth Froment from Berkshire. Shopkeepers and businessmen at Chichester have told the city's Chamber of Commerce that since Chichester's pedestrian precinct was created in two main shopping streets last July, profits have slumped and there's been traffic chaos, with the streets becoming what the traders describe as pedestrian ghettos. The Chamber, which describes the precinct scheme as undesirable and retrograde, is calling for it to be abandoned and a free flow of traffic reintroduced into Chichester city centre. But West Sussex County Council hasn't yet decided if the precinct should be permanent. After testing public opinion, the council will make up its mind in the next few months. And finally, a man has been found to have GCE O-level examination papers several days before actually sitting the exam. The discovery has sparked off a top-level inquiry because the man is a prisoner at Wakefield's top security prison.
The weather.
The weather.
And it'll be a dry afternoon, quite sunny at first, but more cloudy later on. Maximum temperature, 11 degrees centigrade, and a freshening easterly wind. Good afternoon, it's 4 minutes past one. This is Glenn Richards.
There's a whole lot of loving going on just for you.
And that loving for you begins at 6 o'clock in the morning with Huchter Chuchter, the little Haggisbasher, Jack McLaughlin, and goes right through till midnight with all sorts of wonderful people. Hey, good afternoon. It's 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. And there you go. The Fijian ambassador just revving up his Honda 2.5cc's, heading for the Isle of Wight. Gonna get a little bit damp.
Keep dreaming about darling
It's in French, this song, by the sound of it.
Darling, you're so fine.
Ah, there's the English bit. David Cassidy.